Everybody in Houston, David Burton with you tonight. What's going on in the world of wrestling, David?
Everybody's talking about the AEW show.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Brian Danielson and Adam Cole, which have been called, they finally shown up on television at the end of All Out.
Mm-hmm.
Which was smart. To have them both debut on All Out. We also saw the debut for the post. Ruby Starr, I was formerly known as Heidi Lovelace and Ruby Riott. She won the Casino Battle Royale, and she is now the number one contender for the AEW Women's Championship, and she will now face Britt Baker. But you know what? It was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion, I think that was the best pay-per-view that they've done since they started. That cage match was good. We have new tag team champions in the Lucha Brothers defeating the Young Bucks, and a great cage match. It was a pretty nice show. It was decent. Of course, Big Show, Paul White made his in-ring debut. Watching QT Marshall for CM Punk to have his first match in 7 years and defeating Darby Allin. That was a decent match. That was a good match as well. But you know what? It was a good show. A very good show. We have no complaints. It was a decent show, as decent as the show can be.
Yeah, you said that. You repeated yourself there. Man, I tell you, a few legends spoke out about it. Mick Foley has said, and this is coming from WWE's Hall of Fame, by the way. He's like, look here, basically step your game up.
Well, he's been saying that for years. He's been a critic of WWE, but to be honest, it ain't that serious. It really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that serious. Because to be honest, yes, they made their debut, and yes, it was cool, but what people fail to realize is they have yet to do anything yet. They haven't done nothing yet, so we have to wait and see how both Brian and Adam Cole are used while they're there. The same thing goes to CM Punk. So it's really too early to say anything towards WWE. So that was, in my personal opinion, that was stupid of Foley to say. But Vince does need to change, in my personal opinion. He does need to give the guy he hasn't been given a chance to,
mm-hmm.
to get that chance and be in that upper echelon to make him instead. You know, the fact that they squashed Bianca Belair, that shouldn't have been done. People have been praying with Cesaro to get that world title run. Cesaro should have beaten Roman Reigns, and he should have been a Universal Champion. The little things like that make me step up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of the WWE, found out that NXT is still going to be run by Triple H and everybody else. Vince will have no say-so in that. But in terms of the overall look of the show, that's all Vince. Well, that's good news. Still being run by Triple H. Speaking of NXT, we have two title matches. We know MSK will defend the NXT Tag Team titles against Danny Burch and Ronnie Logan. And of course, we have the NXT Women's Tag Team titles. Zoe Stark and Io Shirai will defend against Tracy Catanzaro and Kayden Carr.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Diamond Mines, Julia and Brutus Creed will debut in tag team action, and not to be outdone, we gotta mention SmackDown will be in Madison Square Garden. Of course, big rumor about the surprise appearance of The Undertaker. Don't know in what capacity he'll be a part of the show. Brock Lesnar will also be on SmackDown this Friday. The contract sign for the Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair SmackDown title match will also take place. Of course, Edge and Seth Rollins, their SummerSlam rematch will also take place. And not to be outdone, we gotta mention Extreme Rules.
Oh, yeah.
Already mentioned Bianca Belair will take over the SmackDown Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss will challenge Charlotte Flair for the Raw Women's Championship. Bobby Lashley will defend the WWE Championship against Randy Orton in another rematch from SummerSlam. Damian Priest will take on Sheamus. And can't forget Crown Jewel, Bobby Lashley will face Goldberg again in a rematch from SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
So WWE is going forward with several of their shows right now. You have their matches pretty much etched in stone. That is not bad at all. Now, I know this already happened, but it needs to be said again. It was so awesome seeing Ric Flair return to his old stomping ground and being a part of the Big Thing that brings them third anniversary show.
Mm-hmm.
And today marks 9 days. 9 days since Trevor Murdoch has been in WWE long heavyweight champion.
I never thought I'd see Trevor Murdoch as a world champion. Wow.
I gotta be honest, I never expected that either, but I'm actually happy for him. He's a good worker.
Mm-hmm. I tell you this, David. Y'all excuse the background. My grass cutter decided to come back over here all of a sudden. Anyway, I'm excited for Extreme Rules with the crowd. I'm excited for all the upcoming pay-per-views to come. And it'll be interesting going to, we're going to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Last year we did it at the Thunderdome because it was COVID. But this year they're actually going to be in Saudi next year, or this year in October.
Wait,
say that again?
I said only one match has been made official, that's Goldberg and Lashley.
In Saudi? That's going to be in Saudi, right? Alright, hang on a second, y'all. Y'all, all this stuff going on. Stay close to your phone, by the way. So, in Saudi, Goldberg, Bobby Lashley, and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Y'all excuse the background. If you cut somewhere else, that'd be wonderful. I'm looking forward to a women's match if we have one.
I'm interested to see how this Edge stuff is going to turn out. The big rematch from SummerSlam, their first match was awesome. So I'm interested to see how that turns out.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gotta get serious.
Kenny Omega is still the AEW World Champion. He did beat Christian and kept the belt.
Since we're doing that, hang on a second here. Let's give you all of it since we're gonna do that. Hang on a second. I'm getting to pull up this card here from All Out. So it's pretty good. If I can pull the card up, that'd be great. Okay. Hang on a second here. All right, this is all out card, y'all. Excuse our delay here. Okay. For All Out, it was Best Friends. They defeated, hang on a second, they defeated Jurassic Express. I don't know why I said, Jungle Express. The Hardy Family Office. Hybrid 2. And they won by submission in a 10-man tag match. Eddie Kingston defeated Miro. He's your new United States champion. I'm sorry, my bad. AEW TNT champion. Which is technically like their United States title. John Moxley defeated Kamoja. I'm not going to mention that first name. I'm going to butcher that first name. Kamoja. For Dr. DMD. Britt Baker. I'm all over the place. Y'all excuse me. Britt Baker defeated Chris Statlander by submission. Yes, she is still the women's champion. The Lucha Brothers defeated the Young Bucks. They're your new tag team champions. Congratulations to you. Ruby Soho used the Joker entrance in the 21 woman casino battle royal match. She gets a title shot against Dr. Baker down the road, probably this Wednesday night. She eliminated Thunder Rosa. Chris Jericho defeated the odds, defeated MJF by submission. Had he lost, he would never wrestle again. CM Punk, he defeated Darby Allin by a pinfall. Paul Wright, in Another Life, was the Big Show. Defeated QT Marshall and Kenny Omega from North Carolina. Defeated Christian Cage by a pinfall to retain the AEW championship.
Hey, that was a heck of a show, man.
Yeah. That was, man. It was good. And if you missed it, if you can afford it and you want to watch it again, you can check out the replay on the pay-per-view. I missed it because I can't afford pay-per-view, but I heard it was pretty good. A traditional pay-per-view kind of a little bit steep over there. But
yes, Christian has a pretty interesting schedule since he's the Impact World Champion. Christian will defend the Impact World Championship against Ace Austin at Impact's next pay-per-view, Victory Road, which will take place on September 18th. The other match has also been announced. Josh Alexander will defend the X Division Championship against Chris Sabin. And we got to also mention New Japan Pro Wrestling, which does have a working relationship with AEW. New Japan's Minoru Suzuki challenged John Moxley to a match on Dynamite, in which John Moxley accepted. Of course, Minoru Suzuki and John Moxley have unfinished business, as what that's what Suzuki said. They do have a path. They did feud over the U.S. title in Japan. So they have unfinished business, and they look to settle the score tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, that's going down.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to this match. I like Minoru Suzuki. That's a bad, bad name.
Y'all.
Those two have some violent matches with each other in the past. And that's the guy you don't want to get on his bad side, so that's going to be good. Moxley's crazy. Suzuki's a bad dude. It's going to be good.
I'm looking forward to Dark Side of the Ring, September 16th. Brand new stories, including the infamous flight from hell. We're going to talk about Chris Kanyon. Who better than Kanyon? Chris Kanyon. The infamous flight from hell. I believe the young lady, I can't remember her name, Luna.
Yes. And of course, WWE's steroid trial.
Oh yeah, we gotta talk. We gotta see that. As so much more. Season 3 of Dark Side of the Ring coming soon, September 16th on Vice.
Yep. Vice is gonna be I believe Vice is also gonna air on MLW too.
That's it. I don't know when, but I hope it's not it probably will conflict with WWE some way, form, or fashion. But I love this time of year, man. I love this is every time you wrestle a fan, period, of any company. Because we used to have certain days. Now we got almost a week.
Yes, sir. And The Undertaker has been, despite being retired, The Undertaker is still hard at work. Of course, there will be a new interactive movie that will feature both The New Day and The Undertaker, and it will premiere on Netflix October 5th. It's called Escape The Undertaker.
Okay, stop right there. That's lame. The title is lame as hell. That's a lame as hell title. I said it.
Well, that's what it's called.
Of all the things you can come up with, that.
It is going to premiere on Netflix next month.
It better be good.
Which is probably the reason why The Undertaker's big appearance with SmackDown is supposedly supposed to take place. That's the big rumor.
It better be good. That name sucks.
Rumor, yeah, it's a big rumor. It hasn't been confirmed, but we'll soon find out in time. Man, this is gonna be pretty interesting. So we do know Rio. What is her name?
Ruby.
Formerly Ruby Riott will make her in-ring debut tomorrow night on Dark.
That's going down, man. These people have waited.
It's gonna be pretty big.
These people have waited 3 months. Most of them have waited months to get in the ring because, according to their contract, they cannot wrestle for the next 3 months. So from the time of release till now, I guess.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to seeing AEW. I'm looking forward to seeing Adam Cole in the ring. He's still under the 90-day rule. Daniel Bryan still under the 90-day rule. When that's over with, I'm looking forward to them competing.
Yeah, everybody's missing teeth nowadays. Even Bobby Lashley himself, who's still hopeful of having that Brock Lesnar match. Now that Lesnar's back.
Yeah. And Brock Lesnar, speaking of him, he will be on SmackDown this Friday from Madison Square Garden.
You know, if WWE doesn't capitalize on that would be a mistake.
Oh, yeah. It would.
It's like, let the guy have the match with Lesnar.
Now, that's the question. At the Garden this Friday, will he wrestle? Will he have a promo? What's going on?
I don't know. Right now, it's just a rumor that he's scheduled to appear on SmackDown this Friday from the legendary Madison Square Garden.
They're also going to put pen to paper, paper to pen, ink to paper. We're going to have this contract signing between Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair. Now, you already know the powers that be. They already determined the outcome. But for television's sake, we're going to have a contract signing. It's going pretty good.
Yep.
And also, I got to say this. Today's episode brought to you by Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-71 Backup. That's spelled BAKUP. 888-712-2587. Backup Deliveries and More.com. One more time. Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. BackupDeliveriesAndMore.com. They'll know Lee Houston sent you. You might save some money. So you're saving money. Walmart still got you covered. Everybody's school's in session now. People got comfortable, got settled in school and back to work. And Walmart still got you covered. School supplies, uniforms, office supplies, and so much more. And I just walked down the, I walked down an aisle or two, and I saw Halloween supplies. So you're into that? Get some goods at Walmart or Walmart.com.
You know, a lot of people thought CMO Punk was gonna attack Darby Allin.
Happened
attack.
I was
like, that
would have
been interesting.
Yeah, it would. I would be very interested to see that right there. Y'all excuse our little delay here, a little bit slow. Y'all excuse me for that. But I'm telling you, man, I want to see CM Punk and Adam Cole, baby.
Well, they've wrestled before in WWE and had an excellent match.
Yeah.
And there's potential of another match.
Now, like you said earlier, it all depends on how AEW uses them. And they do it right, you can't go wrong.
Right. I remember Brian saying that he loves the WWE, but still chose to leave.
Yeah. That's how it be, man.
I love the WWE, and I am grateful for everything there.
I would love to see... I would have loved to see, excuse me, Roman Reigns... John Cena situation where Roman Reigns or John Cena leaves WWE, and I say leave. I'm not talking about coming back in a while or two. I'm talking about leave forever, but that wasn't meant to be.
Well, I don't think that wasn't going to happen, but of course, AEW did announce their next pay-per-view, Full Gear. It takes place on November 13th. Mm-hmm. Jeez, Paul White has some new ring gear. That's nice.
I'm looking forward to this pay-per-view that we have.
Paul White, formerly The Big Show. Debuted a new ring gear at All Out.
I'm looking forward to this pay-per-view that's supposed to be New Year's night, really. Nobody knows the name of it. Nobody knows when. It's New Year's Day next year. Should be interesting, but I would like to see the details. Eventually, maybe around December, some will start. They'll start teasing.
Yes,
I
know WWE is holding the first pay-per-view ever. On New Year's Day, there hasn't been a name announced, but it is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting in itself.
Oh, yeah. We got to get serious for a second. I'd like to send our condolences to the family of the young lady Daphne, Shannon, excuse me. So, y'all, you got to struggle with your mental health. You need to talk to somebody. For real, it's nothing to play with. It's your mental health is very serious. She unfortunately lost her life, took her life. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not gonna say what it was. I don't know if it is suicide. I'm not sure, but she had struggling mental issues.
Well, she was bothered to the point where the only way for her to escape was to take her life. Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people say that's taking the easy way out.
Well, I'll tell you this. On one side, you're right. On the other side, for that individual taking their life, that's the easy way out. What they don't know is once you're gone, everything starts unfolding on this side. We got to deal with burying somebody. We got to deal with the loss. We got to deal with all this stuff nobody knew about. So for that person taking their life, is their way out for them, but it's hard on everybody else.
Well, Yeah, you know, those things are hard to go through. Gotta mention Rikishi, the WWE Hall of Famer. His other son has recently signed with the WWE, the Usos' younger brother. Also, he has some other things. His niece was also murdered, and thoughts go out to the rest of the family.
Well, yeah, man. Rikishi's a stand-up dude. I wish his family all the best, and we send condolences as well.
Yeah, that's not a very good thing to hear. I don't know what happened, but it's terrible to hear what happened. Definitely. I don't know how it happened. Bad, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn shame.
I've been there, man. I have had family members, unfortunately, have been taken out. And it's horrible, and it's not easy to deal with. Still, that was years ago, and it's still not easy. So, you know. But we're not going to focus on the sarcoidosis before we get all sappy with everything. It's going to be... I remember where it was, David, Survivor Series coming up in November. Survivor Series coming up. You still there? Okay, I lost him a little bit. But anyway, Survivor Series coming up. And man, I'm telling you, I hope we have, like, last time, Team WWE, Team... NXT team, maybe go head to head. Maybe no, it was Team WWE. It was SmackDown, Raw, NXT. I would like to see Team WWE, Raw, and SmackDown together against Team NXT. NXT in the States and NXT UK. I'm gonna restart this because David, I lost him for a second. So y'all hang on here. Let me reconnect with David Burton. One second here. Okay, I lost you there, man. Anyway.
Yeah,
you can hear me now, though. But anyway, I like it's Survivor Series coming up in November. I like to see Team WWE, Raw and SmackDown, against Team NXT, the NXT in the States and the UK. And Survivor Series, 2-on-2 really? Combination. I'd be cool to see.
That would be nice, but I think it's too early to do that. I'll rather see Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT again. That was so well done when they did it in 2019, and I hope they do it again this year.
Yes, sir. I was telling
somebody this, and it looks like Lesnar's going to face Roman Reigns again. And Lesnar may be the guy to beat Roman Reigns, which I can see. But me personally, I think someone should take the belt off of Roman he hasn't been in the ring with, and not Lesnar. Like, Lesnar doesn't really need to be the guy to beat Roman Reigns. Lesnar doesn't really need to be the guy to win the championship again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a mistake Vince is making. You don't need these guys to win titles. Put it on somebody else. Like, Cesaro would have been perfect.
I wouldn't mind the Uso being the champion.
Yeah, but they're doing a tag team thing. But I think it'll be better sense. Plus, it would help and elevate that person, the guy that takes the belt off of Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really have to beat Brock Lesnar. Lesnar doesn't really have to be the guy to beat Roman Reigns and to take the title. Like, you got all this fresh crop of talent, and Vince is still making that mistake. Like, stop using these part-timers. They don't need to be they don't need to be champions. Like, save that for somebody else you're trying to build up. Because that would make more sense, than to take somebody have that guy be the guy to beat Roman Reigns and to win the title instead of somebody that's a part-timer like Lesnar. Because that's what it looks like. That's where they're going.
Mm.
Like, that's a mistake in my opinion.
Wow. You know, I'm looking forward. Well, hopefully, we have a new champion by that point. I'm looking forward to Bobby Lashley's next move as our WWE champion. I'm going to predict. I was wrong in my prediction that he would drop the title of Survivor Series. He retained the title of Survivor Series SummerSlam. My bad. But I would like to see him compete against somebody fresh. Maybe the United States champion. What's his name?
Damian Priest.
That'd be cool. Bobby Lashley, Damian Priest. Bobby Lashley and
I wouldn't mind Jeff Hardy getting another title run. Put him back in the main event picture.
Yeah. And maybe
I can see Jeff Hardy beating Lashley.
I would say Jeff Hardy. Hang on, David, take over for me. 1 second, be right back. Take over for me.
Wouldn't mind Jeff Hardy. You know, they can work on somebody else. I don't think Karrion Kross is a guy to build up for Raw. He can definitely be a future champion on the Raw brand. But in terms of Lashley being in the ring, yeah. I can see Jeff Hardy. Matt Riddle, possibly, I can see. Of course, he's going to be facing Randy Orton at Extreme Rules. But yeah, they just need to make new main event talent. You know, you got guys like on SmackDown, you got people like Cesaro and Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, who can definitely be main event guys, main event level top talent. Of course, Sheamus, he's been a world champion. I can see him in the main event picture again. I did say Jeff Hardy. It looks like they're working that way with Matt Riddle. Keith Lee is another guy I can see as a future champion. They just need to make bigger stars. They let the wrong guys go. Right, I would have hung on to Bray Wyatt. I would have hung on to Adam Cole. Do something to the point where you can accommodate him. He could have been a future WWE champion and Universal champion. Braun Strowman, I would have hung on to. Even some of these NXT guys, you put them on a main roster. They're not really the main roster, though. SmackDown vs. Raw. The Tommaso Ciampas and the Johnny Garganos of the world, or the Roderick Strongs, the Kyle O'Reilly, they all can be future champions. They just need to focus on working these guys, making them the new main event talent, instead of relying on these part-timers. You need to step away from that. That's going to be a huge mistake if they have Lesnar beat Roman Reigns and he ends up being the Universal Champion, which we already seen countless times Roman Reigns and Lesnar go at it. Of course, Roman Reigns has only beaten Brock Lesnar once in the many battles that they've had in the past. I mean, is that really something people want to see? That's just my personal opinion. I think that would be a mistake. Big mistake. Put that on somebody who hasn't beaten Roman Reigns, who definitely can be a world champion. Hell, I wouldn't mind seeing Finn Balor beat Roman Reigns and taking the title. That would have been perfect right there. Drew McIntyre, they did very, very well with him. That was smart having him be a main event talent. Shinsuke Nakamura is another guy they can push. Jinder Mahal was not the right guy. He's not a main event wrestler. That whole period where he was world champion was just terrible. Kevin Owens can be world champion again. I wouldn't mind seeing Sami Zayn. Big E is Mr. Money in the Bank. Hopefully they don't mess him up.
a lot of untapped talent I can see. It should be world champ. I can definitely be main event talent. Don't necessarily have to be world champions. One of the things people like the most is that it's a new face. People love new faces in the main event picture. And that's what we need to see a lot of. We need to see a lot of new faces. But they just signed a bunch of talent. They just got Olympic gold medalist Gable Stevenson. So, gonna see what the future holds for the company and these guys. The talents they've recently signed. Like, squashing Bianca Belair was not the right thing to do. That was totally wrong. Totally wrong. That was a huge mistake. Huge mistake. I'm a purist. You know, I love to watch the, I love to watch wrestling. I like the, I like a good, solid wrestling match. Which is something AEW is lacking, and AEW needs to fix that. You know, there's a lot of little things that that company is doing wrong that they need to desperately, desperately fix, and I hope that changes over time. They have momentum right now with the debuts of the Punks and the Bryans and the Adam Coles. So they need to fix that and focus on fixing an in-ring product. You know, watching AEW and seeing the things that are done with the little things they do in the matches that's wrong, it gets hard to watch. And they need to fix that. And I want them to fix it, and I want them to be better, and I want them to succeed. The more companies that felt, the better it is for the guys and the girls, because they have somewhere else to go, somewhere else to work, and somewhere else to ply their craft. When there's more places around, it's better for the guys, and it's better for the girls, and it's better for the fans, it's better for the business. You know, there was a period where WWE was the only place in town. So, I think people also need to take the business more seriously. Now, I know Lee had to step out. I'm not sure if he's back. Lee, are you here? Can you hear me? Guess he's not back yet, but I'm here. NXT will be on, going on the air live on the USA Network in a couple of minutes. Couple of minutes left till we go on the air with NXT. Of course, there will be two championship matches. We'll see the two newest members of the Diamond Mine in action. You have the NXT Tag Team titles, the NXT Women's Tag Team titles. The two newest members of the Diamond Mine will be in action, and that's what's scheduled to take place on NXT tonight. Also tomorrow night, AEW Dynamite. Rhea Soho will make her in-ring debut. Minoru Suzuki will face Jon Moxley. All that and more will air live tomorrow night on AEW Dynamite on TNT. But today it's Tuesday. NXT is first. So enjoy NXT. I gotta cut out. I had a good time. For Lee Houston, I'm David Burton. Take care. Just stay safe. I'm out of here.
Dave, you still there? Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Taking care of stuff, sending folk for hurricane relief. It's not easy. But if you in your area, not in your area. Ah, snap. I missed David. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank David for his taking over. I had to help straighten stuff out for hurricane relief for folks in Louisiana. Ida went through and lost her doggone mind. I want to thank David Bird for taking over for me. But in the meantime, if you are in Louisiana and you have damage, you need help. If you are a church, you can go to Bethany. My home church is helping out. Bethany.com/Ida. And you can tell them what you need. You need supplies. You need manpower. You need money. Whatever you need. We're not giving away money. But if you need manpower, you need supplies, you need a team of folk, Bethany.com/Ida. If you are a person, individual, you need help, there's still, I have the number yet. Let me look it up right quick. I have the number just yet. But I do believe they're still rescuing people. People still being rescued and all that stuff. Hang on a second here. The Cajun Army. By the way, thank you very much, David Burton, for taking over for me. I appreciate you. David is awesome, by the way. So you would like to connect with him. I can't give you his Facebook information, but you can email us wrestletracks@gmail.com and just connect with David Burton through there and connect with you. I can give you his personal information, but he'll connect with you through wrestletracks@gmail.com. Just say, hey, David, and you can connect with you that way. If you are in need of assistance as an individual, Cajun Army, 504-517-6289 or 985-850-4638. They're making rescues, giving your name, your address, contact information, what's needed, if you're, how many people need help, special pets, special needs. And the special needs is like anything you need specifically, and somebody has special needs. The Cajun Army. If you are a church, Bethany.com/Ida. If you are in a church, you are an individual with the Cajun Army. Thank you very much, David Burton, for helping out and taking over. I had to sort some stuff out, so that's why you had David. We apologize for any technical difficulties you may have heard. I'll see you guys next time on Wrestling Tracks. Have a great evening. We'll try to do this thing again tomorrow night or Thursday. Thank you very much for your time. God bless you. See ya.